I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I've wondered about this a lot. If women have controlled the earth at one point on a massive scale.
No, they haven't.
I think they definitely have.
When do you think?
Before Islam, dude. I was telling this the other day. Matt and Shane's secret podcast, dude. Islam was the original MSSP, dude.
Yeah, Islam was the original
Women were in charge of everything, and they were just like, you know what, dude? No.
Islam showed up and was like, all right, we got to stop these bitches, dude. Yeah. They're ruining everything. They're ruining our fucking deserts. Our deserts were sick until they took over.
All the Ayatollahs were just women, and they're like, dude, these Ayatollahs aren't even that good at being an Ayatollah, dude. This is bullshit. Everyone's just being nice to them.
Yeah. Like, I'm better at being an Ayatollah than them. I get better crowd results than this Ayatollah. They just like it because she's a woman.
Yep.
And Muhammad put his dick on someone's forehead.
Yeah, he did.
And then was like, fuck it, I'm all in.
I'm all in. Start a religion. Dude. I'm sorry.
We're going to invade the entire world within 100 years. Religion of peace, my dick.
This has happened before. I want to sit back. I want to spend the rest of my life being like, all right, women are in charge of the world. Let's go.
Yeah.
I've watched book clubs crumble, dude. Like, you guys want the government? Fucking go for it, man.
Yeah, true. I mean,
all you'd have, do you think about being like a defector or some sort? Like, to be like an anti, say, like, we became under like an all women dictatorship, which I think it's fucking going that way.
No, it's not.
It is, dude. Every powerful man now, dude, every powerful man now is getting ousted.
Yeah, but at this everyone's point, got it's dirt. So many. It's like
42.
Now it's like
42 since Harvey Weinstein.
Sure.
It's going to trickle down. That's an exponential thing. Yeah,
there's going to be some Reaganomics on this sexual assault thing, but. Also, it's going to get to the point where it's like even with Louis, everyone's like, nah. Like, if they keep calling everyone out, it's like, we're going to be like, all right, well, which one, did he actually rape someone? Or was it like, what, he showed you his dick at work?
Well, that's...
I've heard that story a million times now. Who cares? Let him go
back
to work.
Well, that was the whole movie Waiting. It was just people in restaurants showing people their dicks.
I used to, after I saw that movie, I was showing people my nuts constantly. I mean, guys, but still.
Hey, a girl might have caught some of the crossfire, dude.
I think a bunch of girls did see me do the lights game.
Yeah, definitely.
At Elon University.
I mooned a girl on my bus and got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. My cousin Pat got kicked off the bus. I mooned a girl. I think he did full red eye. He like pulled his butthole open.
Give me the eyes.
I should have doxed my cousin. I was just like rolled right off my tongue. It gave the eye of Sauron. Yeah, but when the women control,
there's a lot of those.
I know, but if it was like strictly like
Modest Yahoo,
fucking
little dicky.
Modest Yahoo is.
Modest Yahoo was actually nice.
Yeah, but do they brag about being Jewish though?
I think it's just one guy.
Just Modest Yahoo.
Yeah, it's just one boy, Orthodox boy.
Oh, and little, they don't ever really brag about.
Little Dicky
like,
doesn't. No. Yeah, little Dicky definitely not.
Yeah. That'd be tight. That'd be a good one, too.
Little Dickie's just, I mean, he's as Jewish as a Jewish comedian.
Yeah, true.
That's what he is. But, like,
so they're really
Modest Yahoo was religious.
He was.
All his songs were about,
did he wear, like, full, like, Amish Jew clothes, or was he, like...
Yeah, he did. But he went the path of, like, Rasta Jew.
A Rasta Orthodox Jew?
He was,
Jew?
Like, a white Jew that rapped about, like, Zion and fucking... He
Damn.
Praised Jah. Most of his songs were, like, reggae-ish.
Okay, but was he Orthodox or no?
I think so. You know he's from Westchester?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of them out there.
He's from Philly-ish.
Wow, interesting.
I think he's from Westchester, PA. But he sucked. And
that one song was tight. When that came out, everyone liked that.
Yeah, Modest Yahoo was sick, but...
Like the video of playing beer pong?
What?
That one song he had. He had that song. It was in...
He had a beer pong video?
Knocked Up. Maybe it was the movie. I'm thinking of the movie Knocked Up. It was on the soundtrack. And they were
Modest Yahoo was in the movie Knocked Up?
No, his song was in it when they were playing beer. I got it mixed up. His song was playing when they were doing beer pong.
Well, that makes sense. They're Jews.
Yeah, of course. I mean.
Fucking
it's Hollywood, bro. What do you think?
All right. It's funny. We're like, it sucks when Muslims. It's not just Muslims. If anybody raps, it sucks. We're like, well, there's this Jewish. Yeah, that one's good.
No, I mean, he had one song. And he wrote his own song. He wasn't just covering songs and being like,
oh, yeah.
Weird Al
Yankovic.
Well,
they wrote, Dean Squad wrote Cover Girl.
Did they? Or did someone else write it for them?
Maybe the government, maybe fucking Hamas
exactly,
and Palestine wrote that.
Now
and
we're fucking.
Like, here's a little propaganda.
Now we're vibing, dude.
Get that into the Western
the
culture.
The old fucking Ministry of Truth fucking hit him with
they
it.
They hit it. Yeah,
did they write that song?
That's funny, though. We were talking about...
If that catches, that'd be so funny.
What? Islam being
cool? If like that,
Islam being cool is catching a little bit.
It is, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That whole, dude, that thing we were talking about earlier, about that whole march.
Hoverboards, I think, was the big fucking help for them.
What?
For making Muslims cool.
Having hoverboards?
Yeah, riding around on hoverboards. That linked them tightly. Well, that's, what are you doing over there?
Flipping my phone. We talked about that, though, how that's their one propaganda technique for grabbing white Americans.
Hoverboards?
No, fucking rap.
Rap, yeah.
Only
rap.
Wiggers join ISIS, dude.
That
ginger Wiggers fucking join ISIS.
Wiggers love ISIS. Also, in Abu Dhabi or wherever, they stand on the edge of skyscrapers.
Is that where they get those cool videos where they're like dash cam?
Yep, that's all Muzzies, dude.
Is that how they fucking trick people to join in? They're like, you could stand on here, too.
Dude, we do cool shit. Stand on the edge of sick-ass skyscrapers.
Ride hoverboards.
Our cops have Lambos. That's it. That's all they need, dude. And white guys are like, yeah, I'm ISIS.
You get a failed white rapper. He's like, I could just become a terrorist, I guess. What the fuck? That'd be a lot of shit.
That guy in the Jihadi Next Door was a failed white rapper. He wasn't just a wigger.
Dude, I don't just make this stuff up. I know.
No, he was out there.
Every picture I've seen of a guy in America who's like just went and joined ISIS has been like a ginger fucking wigger.
Scraggly shit beard. Oh my God, dude.
They're like coloring spots in.
How fucking stupid do you have to be to do that? How mentally out there do you have to be like, my country's an evil empire, so I'm going to join ISIS.
I know.
It's like, you really think we're the bad ones? Like, I mean, I get it. We did a couple.
Smoke a cigarette, dude.
We did some bad things.
Yeah, we did, but dude, go smoke a cigarette with your new friend. See what happens. It'll cut your fucking head off.
Yeah, you'll lose a pinky.
That's probably a tough selling point when they roll over there with their Newports and the guy's like, and they're like, oh, fuck.
The wiggers with the Newports and their scratch offs and shit. They're like, no gambling. Gambling is illegal.
They have like a big jug of like shitty iced tea and they're like, get that out of here.
Damn, dude, that fucking sucks to be an ISIS.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no fun.
Especially coming from America and then being like, well, I'm joining ISIS. You must join that and be like,
Yeah, fuck.
And you can't get out, dude. You can't revoke that card.
I took a fucking flight to Syria. Oh, my God.
I joined the worst team ever.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
It's hot.
And you just sit and they probably don't trust you. You probably, a lot of them probably end up just getting beheaded.
Yeah, exactly.
Or fucking your hand cut off.
Well, one of the guys probably freaks out. Like, he's not with us.
Yeah, I'd be worried about it.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's also why I'm not joining fucking ISIS. That's one of the reasons.
True. That would be one of my main concerns. Would be like, would they accept me?
And dude, if like a bomb fell or some weird shit, I'm pretty sure they'd be like redhead to be like, go check that out.
Yeah.
If you're like, why me? They're gonna be like, fucking, oh fuck.
Yeah, they're wild, man.
Dude,
ISIS. Can you imagine, though, like, all right, no drinking, probably, no smoking.
You're not allowed to smoke cigarettes, not allowed to drink.
Premarital sex, no. But then you get to marry, like, 8 ladies.
True.
Like, immediately.
And
they don't really have much of a say in it.
Exactly.
So that's fucking sick.
You can marry 8 ladies. You can, you know.
You can.
You don't get a lot of lip, just put it that way.
Yeah, you're not catching a lot of talking. So there's some trade-offs here. So actually, you know what? I think the way they're able to do it, not drink and smoke, is the no back talk from the ladies.
That probably take the, that'll drives take the, that'll a lot take the of edge off. That'll take the edge off.
Not a lot of yapping coming at you. You don't need to fucking smoke a Newport.
On, you know, and every if she ever, like, you know, if you cops too, you can just spin the burka around, give her full fucking Spider-Man, and she can't see anything.
We watched, oh man. Never mind.
Giving your chick Spider-Man for like a punishment, then you make the other ones watch and laugh, dude. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. They're all sitting there on those pillows in like the corner of your shitty room.
In your harem, dude. One of them has fucking 4 arms.
Man. Man.
Oh, boy.
I'd be sick if ISIS got us.
They'll get us.
Nah, those boys can't, dude. These colors don't run.
They don't run at all. And it'd be funny, them trying to find us. They would, like, they'd blow up our old house.
Yeah. They'd definitely hit Muslims that moved into our old house.
God damn.
And it's funny, because then I watched this thing, and it's cool. It's called Crash Course History.
Uh-huh.
It's on YouTube. It's pretty sick. The guy's a fucking huge tool
who
makes them, but he does, like 10, 15-minute videos about certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the Israeli-Palestine one. And it's good, except he's liberal enough that he glosses over terrorism. He's like, and then in, I think it was like 2007 or 2008, when Hamas gained control of Palestine, he was like, Hamas, which is considered a terrorist organization because they target civilians with suicide bombings, but they're also, they gained a lot of traction for all the works they've done with the people, like schools and hospitals. It's like, okay. Yeah, I mean, same with fucking Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. I mean, like, they built some schools, but they also, you know.
Well, dude, what goes on in those fucking schools, too? It's like they build schools where you're indoctrinated to, like, literally, we should kill all the Jews, wipe out Westerners. So it's like, yeah, they fucking build schools, dude.
Yeah.
If I was building, like, white nationalist schools, I can't be like, yeah, well, fuck, dude, come on.
Yeah, this is my country.
I'll build a school. It's like, they know times tables and shit, but those schools aren't fucking, like, people learning how to swim, times tables, science. It's like, Allah created the universe, kill all the Jews, 5 times 6 is 30. If you're a woman, get the fuck out of this class. It's that's insane to do that.
Also, it was funny. Take a look at Israeli history. It's pretty funny to watch how much they just fuck up the Middle East.
Really?
Like, the Middle East, any country will, like, try to get after them, and they just bury them. There's, like, 6 days wars where they just defeat, like, Egypt, fucking everybody.
Dude, I wouldn't want to battle the Jews, dude. I would not want, if I was a country, if, like, I was in charge of a country and the Jews were like, you guys want to fight? I'd be like, nope.
No,
I'm cool.
The Jews
I'm cool.
First off, the Jews got America on their side.
Yeah.
So they're like, go ahead, you guys want to go to war?
I don't understand how.
Did you see behind us, we have the United States?
Yeah.
And the United States is waiting to fuck you guys up. Yeah. Go ahead, fuck with us, dude.
Yeah, you don't think we're in control of all the newspapers. We're going to write some shit and get all those hillbillies fired up. We're going to get all the hillbillies fired up.
All the retarded white guys angry. They got us.
That's
you
the
and me.
Best, dude.
I'm sitting here like, fuck Palestine.
Damn, that was such a power move. Exactly. We got all of our hunting. They're like, yeah, make a bunch of hunting terrorist permits and print them out at Walmart.
Your dad's got it on his truck.
Fuck. Yeah, they're crafty.
It's a funny thing to do is to, like, envisioning the United States as this, like, pit bull. And anytime someone fucks with Israel, they just rattle our cage a little bit. We're like, let us the fuck out, dude. Who's fucking with you? Yeah, so it's,
That's a double bind, though, for people who are, like serious white supremacists who are like, fuck, man, I don't like being in control of the Jews, but they want to fight fucking Palestine so bad that they're like, fine, we'll do it, but you guys are fucking next. You just wait. But yeah, dude, that is surprising, too. That's another thing that's, like, among the, I guess it would be, like, the militant woke is, like, they're getting kind of anti-Semitic, dude.
For sure.
About, like, that no Zionist
shit. For sure. I was just reading that today.
Is that what you're talking about?
I was reading about how, these girls had Star of David, the fucking Israeli flag, but it was, you know, rainbow.
Okay.
So instead of blue, it was rainbow.
Okay.
And they got kicked out.
Oh, I was just like, that's not bad.
They were like, no.
Oh, they were like, get your Jew flag the fuck out of here?
It's not necessarily Jewish. They're not against Jews, is what they say. Okay. But they're against Israel.
The state of Israel.
They're against Israel, and they're pro-Palestine. They're free Palestine.
Okay.
Which is wild.
How far does that conflict go back? Why do they pick Palestine?
Because it's brown people being oppressed by an imperialistic nation.
Yeah, but what if they go back?
Not that Israel is imperialistic, but we are.
Yeah. I mean, Israel's slightly imperialistic too, aren't they?
No, I don't think
they've
ever. Don't
they blow those fucking guys up and shit constantly?
Yeah, but that's not being imperial.
Well, I mean, didn't they take the land?
No, we took it. Us and
we gave it
to Israel. League of Nations, the UN.
So we gave it to Israel.
Yeah, we created Israel after World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're like, get out of here, you fucking idiots.
That's so fucking
funny. This is Jew town now.
I told you about that, why we did that a long time ago.
What?
Did I ever talk about this on the cast?
I'd love to hear it.
No, it's true, dude. We used to do this thing where there was this weird sect of Christianity where we thought that if we, like, Jesus, they were like, Jesus is coming back, but we need everything back to the way it was when he was here. So we started taking Jews and putting them into the Holy Land. Like, you guys got to post up here. This is your new house now. It's like
really?
The 1800s, yeah. And then we were taking records and be like, these guys are poor farmers. They don't want to work. But yeah, we're dumping them over there. Like, all right, boys, this is your home.
Jesus
comes to, like, get these motherfuckers, other guys out of here. Like, you guys have to be here.
Yeah.
It's about around the 1800s. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the conflict.
Wow. I didn't even know. I thought they just were like, fuck it, we're coming back.
No, but I mean, it was always, it's fucking ancient. We're not going to. The listener's probably pulling his fucking hair out right now.
They're
like,
loving
what the
this, dude.
Fuck are these guys talking about?
They know.
But no, it's funny, though, that the feminists and liberals support Palestine.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a fucking... There's a,
yeah, read up. Do some fact checking.
Just Google Hamas.
Yeah.
Just Google Hamas.
Yeah.
And then be like, we're feminist and peaceful. We also support a terrorist organization.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Fucking nuts.
They're trying to take on too much stuff. It's like, guys, close the wage gap. Because
they got that big umbrella of fucking white people suck. So now it's like, whatever the issue is, anything, you got to side with that.
And it's like, just, you know.
That's tough.
You guys continue, you know, transing or whatever. Just get the fuck out of the Israeli, get out of the Israeli Palestine conflict. That's not for you guys.
That's weird. Way
get off the fucking pride float. That's not for you. Like you said earlier,
that's not yours.
And get the fuck out of the Middle East. The last thing they need are pasty fucking white chicks with fucking dumb tattoos, being like, you know what it's like,
oh my god,
that has nothing to do with you. Get the fuck out of that.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
when is the hand going to come down on them? And just be like, guys.
Well, the fucking hand's never going to come down because
that's true.
They're inconsequential. Yeah, these people are fucking retard. We're just letting them do it. They're have a fucking parade.
They're just riding a stationary bike. We're like, all right, go ahead, bud.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, really. It's like, oh, man, you're traveling far. It's like they're doing a circle in a cul-de-sac. It's like, man, this is it for white chicks. You guys are really taking off. Good job. You guys got a float in the gay pride parade. That's awesome, man. You guys are victims.
You guys earned it. Yeah, dude, it is true, though. They're going like, it's now harder than ever, apparently, to be a white chick. And it's like, is it?
Yeah, if they see something cool or victim, they're in.
Yeah, exactly. They're all chips in. Are on the table, dude.
It's like, what are you? Are you fucking,
what?
Nothing. It's just they've, the fucking float at the parade.
Yeah.
It's just like.
From Broad City or whatever.
And they're like, well, actually, because gender sexuality is on a spectrum, there's none of that. It's like
they touched their friend's pussy. Yeah, they touched a friend's pussy once in college. And I was like, well, I'm actually queer. And it's like, eh.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Some fucking beast like me was like, yo, I'll give you guys $20 to make out in high school. And you guys did it.
Yep. Some beast poured some fucking like Admiral Nelson's on them and was like, yo, you guys fucking make out. I got some fucking Captain Admiral Nelson's.
That happened a couple times in my friend's basement. He'd be like, yo, you got five on this? We're trying to make Katie and blah, blah, blah make out. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
And they'd make out for 2 seconds. And he'd be like, fuck yeah.
They'd make out. And I'd be like, ah, that didn't really do anything for me. But all right, that was cool. Never really got much out of that. Did you ever see the movie Munich?
Mm-mm.
That's fucking sick. It's about the Olympics. I forget what year. 60s, 70s? I forget.
I have no idea.
But there was a terrorist attack where... These Muslim scum attacked a hotel and they killed a lot of, if not all of, the Israeli Olympic team.
Damn.
In their hotel. And then Munich's about the like Jew CIA special force of like six guys.
What the fuck are they called?
Spent the rest of their life trying to kill every single one of the terrorists that did it. Took like 30 years and they did it.
Shit, dude.
The lunatics.
They're like the Nazi hunters. It was like the similar thing where those guys were like, all right, well, fuck these guys.
Like a bunch of Jews that just are not going to forget. They're going to come get you.
They
dude.
Don't fucking forget, dude.
And they don't get you. They get you in Jew ways. They trick you. They like blow up your bed.
I'd be so scared, dude.
They use their Jew magic to kill you.
Oh, man, that sounds so scary.
Munich's a sick movie. I mean,
I got to check that out, man.
Enough of this Jew Muslim talk. How are you?
I'm good.
Unless you want to keep rolling. I don't know.
No, I'm fine. I feel like we covered the.
Yeah, we got it. We solved Israel Palestine.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's scary, too, to get those Palestinians after you as well. You make like a funny movie where you slam them, and next thing you know, they're walking around with like axes trying to fucking hit you in the back. <You're> like, what the fuck, man? You just don't bust. You just don't vape in the bathroom.
It's got to be so hard.
It's tempting, but.
It's got to be so hard not to vape.
I don't really have a desire to be stoned on a plane.
I wonder if you hit it and then blew it into the toilet and pressed flush.
It's possible.
You know?
But if anyone smells, dude. Fried. I've gone through it. You can eat the gummies.
Land the plane.
They'd be pissed. Yeah, they could land the plane. They would probably kind of be like, just because no one wants it. They're like, just fucking don't. I start
especially tortoises. Seat,
that's one of my. I do want to do that. I think that's on my bucket list when I get older. I want to just ground one plane, just light up a cigar and just sit there. I'm like, what?
See what happens.
They do it, dude.
That's the Louis joke.
What? You can just yell down.
Oh, my God.
You can just sit on there and go down. And they have to land it. Yeah. And they're like, why? You're like, I want to go down. Down. I ran into him last night.
Did you really?
And I was wearing his uniform.
Black tee, white jeans and black tee?
Yes.
Were you guys dressed the same?
Yes. He walked in wearing it, and I was just like, fuck. And then he sat right next to me. We looked exactly the same. Yeah.
Did you tell him you were dressed like him, or you just let it ride?
I just let it ride. I was waiting for somebody in the room to be like,
Are you guys the same or something?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah, always, pretty much, yeah. Kind of.
What are you guys, like the same person?
You guys wouldn't understand what it's like, dude.
You were just like coming up the subway. You're like jogging up a subway, eating pizza, just being like.
Oh, I think about it every time.
Do you really?
I walk to go to the cellar. You walk past
that spot.
You walk past the subway, he jogs up, mm-hmm. and then the pizza place.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, I should get a slice and stand there and take a bite and throw it out. And then going and bomb with the same two jokes I've been doing at the cellar.
How tempting would it be?
It's tempting. The cellar's been tough, dude.
Really?
Yeah. It's been because it's all hot babies.
Really?
It's just, for some reason, it's just hot chicks going to these shows. Like, all just hot chicks.
Yeah, well.
And then I go up with my fucking pedophile and Special Olympics jokes.
The hell is wrong with that?
I don't know what's wrong with that. You think it'd be funny? People don't like me.
What?
Yeah, they're sick of it.
Nah, dude.
So we've had enough. They want to hear about sexual intercourse. That's the type of jokes they like.
Tell them.
I don't have many sexual intercourse jokes anymore.
Tell them about it, dude. Tell them what you do.
I talk about you.
Talk about that lineman fucking you in the ass. What are you talking about?
I talk about you howling when you jizz sometimes.
There you go.
That's my best joke.
Gets hot chicks pumped up, dude.
Yeah.
So they just want to hear about the pussy?
They love hearing about pussy.
They don't hear about the pussy.
I go up, I'm talking about cancer and shit. People are upset. Then all you have to talk about is cum, and the whole place is like,
Dude.
Yeah.
Start. Just jerk off.
I got to work on it.
Jizz on stage.
I got to work on my sex material.
True. That's they just want the sex stuff?
They want the sex stuff.
Give it to them.
Or you got to be a person of color. They love it.
Pretend. Well,
white chicks from New York?
Yeah.
They only want to hear BIPOC speak.
Just be woke. Just be, go over there and be woke as fuck. I should. Just be woke as hell, dude. Just go out there and be like, oh my God.
I'm with Palestine. How about y'all?
True.
How about we give it up for Palestine? I could get an easy, giant applause for.
Yeah.
How about we give it up for Palestine right now?
Yeah, man.
Give it up for Hamas, y'all.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Give it up for Boko Haram or whatever.
Yeah, I've been following that a little bit. In terms of Israel and Palestine.
Well, what have you discovered? I don't know.
I mean, it's just they fight each other, and Israel Israel has this like defense, like an iron shield.
Yeah.
So they get
the
missiles.
Iron Dome.
Yeah, the Iron Dome.
I think it was built in Arkansas.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I think it was manufactured in
the Iron Dome.
Yes.
So yeah, they get like, when they get missiled, they don't get hit that bad, and then they'll counter strike and just kill like 20 kids and be like, well, we told them to get out. They hit the fucking press building. That was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Taking out a newspaper. Like, we told journalists to leave or we would fire. Like, yeah. It's their job to not.
And then I did see that where they put out like a statement of why we did it. They like said, tweeted it out. They were like, Hamas is in that building too.
They're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck, who tweeted that? They were like, it'd be funny if Al-Qaeda would have put this out after 9/11.
Like, well.
Like, I know there were some people in there, but this is why we did it.
Yeah, the whole thing sucks, dude. It's like. It seems to stop leading credence to like being the whole idea of being like, I'm this type of person and little. It's like, you might have to all give it up, man. Might have to all give it up. Every single one of us, dude.
I went into a rabbit hole off of this Israel-Palestine thing, but not following that. I started following stampedes at religious ceremonies.
Nice. Nice.
Israel. I didn't know the Jews got down like that, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I always thought it was Muslim stampedes.
No, they stampede hard,
the
too.
The Jews will stampede. They get spooked at the watering hole.
Yeah, what are the Muslims? The Muslims spin around the thing.
They both do. They both do the circle dance. They love. Well, the Muslims do the thing in Mecca. You got to circle it five times.
What is it? Like, Muslims go clockwise and Jews go counterclockwise?
Probably.
And they
clash and stampede. Yeah,
it's like the wall of death, dude, in a mosh pit.
It really is.
They just mosh around the fucking wailing wall.
I saw a video. There was a video recently of a bleacher collapse. Packed to the brim with Jews dancing.
They're dancing on the bleachers.
Yeah.
What were they celebrating?
Like, here we come to get you.
Dude.
That's a sick song, dude. Halftime.
And they fucking, where were they though?
I think in Israel. I don't know.
So they're just getting pumped up.
They were doing the back and forth dance. Yeah. Like just, a, like a basketball team pregame.
Getting ready.
True. And then it just.
Damn.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then
they,
I looked
they
up.
They sent like five missiles over to the Gaza Strip. Yeah, in like, response. Fuck. Who the fuck loosened these balls?
Two people died in that one. Then I watched one. I think it was 2 years ago. 44 died in a stampede at this one thing.
Why were they stampeding?
I have no idea. Another bleacher collapse.
What?
Yes. And then a bunch of people tried to, yeah, get off the damn bleachers.
Dude, what the fuck?
The fuck's going on the bleachers? Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting fired up, man. It's a fucking nightmare, dude.